Hi there. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
So what are we talking about today, Jeffrey?
Well, we will discuss an article, and its title is It's Time to Meet the Sloths.
Sloths? What's a sloth?
A sloth is an animal,
uh-huh.
And you'll usually find it in a tree. Although you might not find it at all because it hardly moves. It's one of the slowest animals that you can imagine.
Okay, so if it lives up a tree, is it kind of like a monkey?
Surprisingly, it's not a monkey. It's not an ape or a primate. It's
mm-hmm.
most closely related to ant eaters, which walk on the ground four legs.
There was the long noses that pick up the ants.
Right.
Okay.
Well, now that we know a little bit about sloths,
mm-hmm.
let's get into our article to learn about a very special TV show and a special place that many sloths call home.
All right, let's start.
Reading. Meet the sloths. Daily life is faster than ever these days. But don't bother telling that to a sloth. These tree-dwelling mammals take their time in everything they do. Living in the jungles of Central and South America, they literally hang out all day. Although these animals go through life at a snail's pace, they are extremely interesting. Animal Planet's Meet the Sloths focuses on some sloths with a very special home. The Sloth Sanctuary began in 1991 after a deadly earthquake near Limon, Costa Rica. Luis and Judy Arroyo opened their home to injured and orphaned sloths. Their first guest was an infant three-toed sloth, whom they named Buttercup. More than 20 years later, Buttercup reigns as Queen Sloth over 150 sloth subjects. Over the years, the caring staff and lazy guests of the sanctuary have formed one big family. While Buttercup sets species longevity records, incredibly cute baby sloths join the scene from time to time. For a place full of slow movers, the surprises seem to come at a mile a minute. If you've always been too busy to learn about sloths, this fun show gives you the chance.
So the article begins by saying, daily life is faster than ever these days, but don't bother telling that to a sloth.
Right. As we said, these guys are really slow.
Whoa.
It's amazing to watch videos of them because as they climb or they move along the grass, it can be boring
mm-hmm.
watching them move because it's not something they are good at. So if you want to tell a sloth to hurry up, don't bother. Don't bother means don't waste your time because
mm-hmm.
it won't do any good.
Yeah. Now, these tree-dwelling mammals take their time in everything they do. Okay, so here we see the word mammal, which is spelled M-A-M-M-A-L-S. Okay, mammals are a whole group of animals, and they have certain things that make them mammals. For example, they almost always have hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They give birth to live babies, not eggs or something like that. And they produce milk, which their young feed on.
So humans are actually mammals as well.
See, check this hair.
Yep. And so we drink milk and
mm-hmm.
We're warm blooded.
Yep.
Our blood is warm.
For sure.
That's another aspect or characteristic, a quality of mammals. So the other groups of animals would be reptiles,
fish, amphibians.
Sure, birds. Amphibians are frogs and salamanders.
Yeah, insects, of course. So for mammal, we could say animals that are mammals have live babies. So there's a sentence for you.
Okay, and it's also mentioned that sloths are tree-dwelling.
Mm.
So here we have a compound adjective. We have a noun plus a verb with ing.
Mm.
And you can use this and it becomes one big adjective.
Okay.
So I have a brother and he loves to eat candy.
Oh.
So if I talk about him, I could say my candy loving brother.
Dwell just means to live. So tree dwelling means they live in trees, as we've mentioned.
So where do they live? The article answers this. It goes on to say, living in the jungles of Central and South America, they literally hang out all day.
Hmm.
Okay, so to hang out is something we use to just mean maybe sit around with your friends,
not doing something serious,
have fun, maybe
spend time together,
watch TV, play a game, something like that, or just chat. But because sloths are tree-dwelling and they really stay up there all day, they literally, and literally means really.
Really, 100% truly.
Mm-hmm.
And they hang out, like kind of...
Yeah, and here's a fact about sloths.
Mm-hmm.
They only go to the bathroom once a week.
What?
Yep.
No way.
They just hold it in for 6 days and 7 nights. And then they climb down to... use the bathroom.
Do the business.
Now, why do they go down to use the bathroom?
Is it cleaner down there?
I don't think so.
More toilet paper.
Actually, it's because when they're in the tree, they're often hanging upside down. So if you're upside down and you go to the bathroom, you might make a mess on yourself.
Okay, let's move on quickly. Although these animals go through life at a snail's pace, they are extremely interesting. Okay, so here we see the word pace, P-A-C-E, pace. And pace just means speed. It's a measure of how fast something goes. For example, kilometers per hour, or in both America and England, miles per hour. Talk about how fast something goes. So fast-paced, slow-paced, and in this case, a snail's pace.
Yeah, and just as an example, if... Pat and I read the same book, and it takes you 5 days, but it takes me 10 days. You read at a faster pace than I do. So although they're slow, sloths are really interesting. As we mentioned, they are not monkeys or apes or anything like that. They're very special animals, okay? And to learn more about them, there's a great TV show out there. Animal Planet's Meet the Sloths focuses on some sloths with a very special home.
Mm. Now, this home is called the Sloth Sanctuary, and the article says the Sloth Sanctuary began in 1991 after a deadly earthquake near Limon in Costa Rica in Central America. Now, this word sanctuary, it just means a safe place, somewhere you can go to be safe and free from danger.
That's right. So Luis and Judy Arroyo opened their home to injured and orphaned sloths.
Mm.
So if an animal is injured, it's hurt in some way. It could be a car accident.
Yeah.
And sometimes sloths fall down from trees. Hey, they're not supposed to.
Mm.
Now, if they're orphaned, it means it's a young sloth or any other animal, and its parents have run away or been killed somehow, perhaps by hunters, or the parents fell out of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And sloth mothers are notorious. It means they're famous or infamous for being very bad mothers. Something about mammals is we really take care of our children. Okay, it's one thing that mammals do, but sloths are not always very good parents.
Too slow, probably. Okay, so their first guest, the first guest of the sanctuary, was an infant three-toed sloth, who they named Buttercup. Okay, here we saw the word infant, I-N-F-A-N-T, infant. And this means a very young child. Kind of basically a baby, maybe under 2 years old, maybe even under a year old.
Yeah, usually infants are not, human infants are not talking and they're not walking.
Yeah. So we could say, my brother's just an infant. He doesn't understand anything you say to him. Okay. Maybe he hears the sounds, but he can't really react to them and certainly can't talk with you.
So another fact about sloths is there are two kinds, the two-toed and the three-toed. So they don't have hands like we do. They don't swing from tree branches to tree branches like a monkey would. They just climb up really slowly. They have big claws. And it's a challenge to sit and watch a sloth climb up a tree. It takes a long time.
So more than 20 years later, Buttercup reigns as Queen Sloth over 150 sloth subjects. So we can see that from 20 years later, sloths live quite a long time for animals. And probably because they're kind of so slow, they have to live a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So now Buttercup, this baby sloth, is now reigning as the queen, okay? To reign means to rule. It's spelled R-E-I-G-N, reign. And someone who reigns is usually a king or a queen. For example, in my country, in Britain, Queen Elizabeth has reigned for over 60 years. She's been the queen for more than 60 years now. It's amazing.
Okay, and on the flip side is the word subjects. Okay, the subjects are the people who the king or queen or a ruler rules over. So I believe that the Queen of England is loved very much by all of her subjects.
Probably not all.
Okay.
But you know, that's a subject for another day. However, I am a subject of Queen Elizabeth II. I am one of the British people, so she reigns, I'm a subject.
Okay, so back to the sloth sanctuary. Over the years, the caring staff and lazy guests of the sanctuary have formed one big family. So the caring staff are the humans who take care of the sloths. And of course, the lazy guests would be the sloths themselves.
Now, while Buttercup sets species longevity records, incredibly cute baby sloths joined the scene from time to time. Okay, so this word longevity, which is spelled L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y, longevity just means a long life, okay? So she's setting a record for longevity or long life. She's lived longer than many other of her type of animals and probably a lot of other animals. But despite the fact that she's old, new babies are being born from time to time.
Right, so she's setting a record. When we talk about a world record, it's the most, or it's you've done something
oldest
the least.
Sloth, yeah.
Yeah, it means you're very special. The oldest human on record lived to, I think, about 120 years.
Wow.
Give or take a few years.
Mm.
So a species is one particular kind of animal. And one thing about species is usually you need two of the same species to have a baby.
Yeah.
So that's why all dogs, even if they're big and yellow or small and black, they can have a puppy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, sometimes, like with lions and tigers, sometimes you'll see two species mixing, but it's quite rare.
Yeah, they're both cats, though, which makes it kind of just about okay. But you couldn't have a cat and a dog having a baby. They are completely different species, okay? Now, the article goes on to say, for a place full of slow movers, the surprises seem to come at a mile a minute, okay? A mile a minute is an example of one of these paces that we talked about earlier.
Okay, and it's also our shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break and go to that.
Shortcut for you.
I'm having a really hard time improving my Chinese language ability.
You live in Taipei. So, just walk around and talk to people.
But everyone talks at a mile a minute.
Actually, we use kilometers, not miles, in Taiwan.
A mile a minute just means very fast.
I got it. A mile a minute means 速度飞快。
When people talk at a mile a minute, it's really hard to understand.
Hey, don't give up. A lot of people talk a mile a minute all the time. You'll have to get used to it.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks for your encouragement.
加油，你一定做得到。
What?
Hi guys, welcome back. So we just saw the explanation of a mile a minute. Now, you might not expect that in a place filled with very slow animals, there are very quick and lots of interesting things happening. You'd think they're always going, come on, something happened. But that's not true. There's lots of interesting things happening all the time with these sloths.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy place. You should watch the show and find out. In fact, the article finishes with,If you've always been too busy to learn about sloths, this fun show gives you the chance. Okay, so slow down, people.
Take a
break from your busy life and watch this fun and interesting show about sloths.
Okay, that's the end of today's article, although we will be back tomorrow to give some more examples of what happens on the show. But for now, we're going to move on to our For You chat question.
For You Chat.
So, today's question is, do you think life is too busy or too boring? Explain, Jeffrey.
Well, I definitely think it's too busy. I think there are not enough hours in a day to do all the things that I want to do. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go for somewhere kind of in the middle. Life seems to me, though sometimes it's too busy, and at other times it's too boring. And it seems that all the busy things come at once. Do you ever feel that way? Like, it's never just, okay, I'll deal with that, then I'll deal with that, and then I'll deal with that. They all happen at the same time. So then I think, wow, my life is too busy. At other times, if I'm at work...Maybe it seems a little boring and slow, but that's just me.
Well, I wish I could manage my time like you. I'm always trying to double up, do two things at the same time. For example, I listen to music while I'm in the shower.
Well, that's okay.
I read books while I brush my teeth.
Right, that's stranger, and you might get some toothpaste on the pages. Can you give us another example?
I talk on the telephone while I do my morning exercise.
Okay, now that's possible. It depends if you need both hands to do the exercise.
Yeah.
Well, it seems Jeffrey does live a very busy life and trying to put in as much as possible. I may be a little slower at times, but that's just me. But one creature that certainly is slow is the sloth. And join us again tomorrow to find out a bit more about their lives. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Sentence for you.
About a few months ago, I was surprised that the Iris called me and told me that she got a surprise visit from her Korean friend and they wanted to host an exciting party. I was really interested in this idea, but felt worried at the same time that the party might be boring because we barely know each other and I usually get bored easily. Still, I went there and found out that the party was amusing. Everybody had an exciting time and I was not disappointed at all.说了一大堆哦，简而言之哦，我去了一个我以为很无聊的 party， 但是最后其实超嗨的。但是你们有没有发现，我刚刚说的这么多里面的形容词们有些蹊跷啊 ？OK， 在英文里面呢，我们知道 V 动词哦加上 ing 动名词现在进行式呢，可以表示主动哦。B 动词加上过去分词 PP 可以表示被动。例如呢 ，I am eating an ice cream。我在吃冰淇淋 The ice cream was eaten by me 冰淇淋被我吃了在英文里面呢动词现在分词加上 ing 和过去分词加上 ed 也可以直接当成形容词来使用哦 OK 例如课文例句 Luis and Judy Arroyo opened their home to injured and orphaned sloths 他们为这些树懒建立了家园是什么样的树懒呢 injured injure 动词哦是伤害的意思，加上 ed 呢就让它变成形容词了，形容这些被伤害受伤了的树懒。Orphan 名词是孤儿，动词呢是使什么东西成为孤儿的意思。例句里面呢一样加上 ed 形容这些呢被变成孤儿的树懒。通常哦 ved 过去分词哦 v 动词加上 ed 哦表示感到的，因此呢主持啊通常是人，而动词加上 ing 则是呢令人感到的，因此呢主持哦通常是事物哦。例如呢一开始有讲到的 bored 这个动词哦使无聊，加上 ed bored， 例如呢 I am bored 我感到无聊，主持是我人，加上 ing boring， This movie is boring， 这部电影哦令人感到好无聊哦，所以主持呢就是 movie 东西哦。刚刚最一开始呢还有很多很多这样的形容词，例如 interest 动词感兴趣加上 ing 主动让人感兴趣，也就是说这个东西呢让人感兴趣，加上 ed 表示被动感兴趣的。给你一个例句哦，例如 I am interested in this interesting book， 我呢对这本有趣的书我很感兴趣，书主动 ing 形容东西，我被动 ed 形容人哦。还有其他哦，还有比如说 excite 刺激加上 ing， exciting 刺激的加上 ed 觉得这个东西很让人兴奋的 excited， disappoint 失望加上 ed 哦表示呢被失望，对什么东西很失望 disappointed， 或是加上 ing disappointing 很让人失望的东西哦。这样的用法呢在英文里面非常非常多，也非常实用哦，希望呢未来啊你们都能够用上这个文法哦，让你们的表达更生动哦。 That's the sentence for you for today. See you, bye bye.
Meet the sloths. Daily life is faster than ever these days, but don't bother telling that to a sloth. These tree-dwelling mammals take their time in everything they do. Living in the jungles of Central and South America, they literally hang out all day. Although these animals go through life at a snail's pace, they are extremely interesting. Animal Planet's Meet the Sloths focuses on some sloths with a very special home. The Sloth Sanctuary began in 1991 after a deadly earthquake near Limon, Costa Rica. Luis and Judy Arroyo opened their home to injured and orphaned sloths. Their first guest was an infant three-toed sloth, whom they named Buttercup. More than 20 years later, Buttercup reigns as Queen Sloth over 150 sloth subjects. Over the years, the caring staff and lazy guests of the sanctuary have formed one big family. While Buttercup sets species longevity records, incredibly cute baby sloths join the scene from time to time. For a place full of slow movers, the surprises seem to come at a mile a minute. If you've always been too busy to learn about sloths, this fun show gives you the chance. Vocabulary Review. Mammal. Mammals are unique animals in that they have hair and mothers produce milk. Pace. Jim tried to write down what the teacher said, but the pace of the lecture was too fast. Infant. Infant humans can neither walk nor talk, so they rely on their parents for everything. reign. The king reigned for 45 years until he died and his son took over. Subject. The queen is loved by all of her subjects because she is so kind and graceful. Species. Although dogs come in all shapes and sizes, they are actually a single species.